Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
Hey, listen up. The official all-digital radio app is here. That's right. The all-digital radio app lets you stream all your favorite channels, all the time, on all of your mobile devices. Take all-digital radio with you everywhere you go by downloading the official app today at alldigitalradio.com. Or you can find the app in the Apple Store and on Google Play by searching all-digital radio. It's simple, easy, and it's free. Just download, choose your station, and start listening. Your favorite radio network is now your favorite app. Go to alldigitalradio.com and download it today. Promote your music, product, or service on air for as little as $5. Visit our website for more details at alldigitalradio.com.
You are listening to the All Digital Radio Network.
This is international film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I'm sexy and I know it.
All right, so listen, I have breaking news. I really do. Well, it's not really it's probably not breaking news, but to me it is.
And I have breaking news.
What's yours?
I just took myself off mute.
Oh, well, that's good. You're at the perfect time. But now, I was thinking tomorrow morning, I'm going to drive by my voting place, and if it's busy, I'm not going to stop. But I just found out that in 30 states, and I'm one of them, I get 2 hours of paid time off to vote.
No shit.
Yes. California, Arizona, Nevada, Utah, New Mexico, Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, Minnesota,
you gonna read all
Iowa,
30?
Missouri, Tennessee, West Virginia, New York, D.C., Maryland, Delaware, Rhode Island, Alaska, and Hawaii. There's the 30. You get 2 hours
not Massachusetts.
Paid time off to vote. So count me in. I'm voting. I'm going to breakfast. I'm going to stay punched in.
So what are you gonna do? So what do you do? You have to go in, punch in, and then leave?
That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go in, I'm gonna punch in, I'm gonna go to the bank, do my banking, I'm gonna go vote, go to breakfast, take 2 hours off.
Drop those donuts in the mail to me.
Do that, you know.
You know what's weird now?
Legally required.
You know what's weird now? You really can't urge people to go out and vote tomorrow. The reason being is there's so much mail-in voting. I mean, I don't know what percentage of mail-in voting there is done. I think it depends on the state, but there's a lot. I've seen lots of Facebook
posts. Tomorrow will be 13 days since I voted.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So you and did you vote on the first day or was that?
No, the first day was Tuesday. I voted on Wednesday.
Okay, so it's 2 weeks.
we released the numbers the one day. I mean, after one day of counting, after one day of counting, just in Florida alone, there was like, what, 560,000, you know, votes? I mean,
yeah.
And that's just Florida, 560,000 in one day.
Sure.
So, yeah, tons and tons of people are voting way ahead of the election. So you can't go there and base anything against what you see at the polls and project winners from, you know, your exit polls at the polls, because a vast majority of people have already voted. And it, you know,
well, I don't think it's a majority, but it's probably enough to skew whatever polling numbers you'd get on exit polls.
All I can tell you on polling is at 3 o'clock on election day, Hillary was 89% to win. That's all you need to know.
Well, yeah.
Republicans got out of work.
Yeah, I mean, I think the most famous polling error was the one where Dewey defeated Truman.
Yeah.
And what they did is it was a telephone survey of how people were going to vote. And what they didn't take into account is the class of people that did not yet have phones, because remember, this was the late 1950s or early 50s. So it was a phone-based poll, which skewed.
Actually, it was 46.
46? Okay.
It was 1948.
Okay. Well, late 40s. I was right. It was late something.
Right.
Yeah, I was just a young babe in my brother's breast.
Yeah.
Back then.
You weren't even a twinkle in your parents' eyes.
My parents' eyes didn't even have a twinkle yet.
Yeah. But anyway, so I mean, polling errors go back a long time, as we know, and who knows how.
Yeah, but
political leanings of people who vote,
you know, but they forgot about the Chicago votes. You know, all those dead Democrats votes weren't counted yet.
Yep. Kennedy appreciated that.
Yeah. Well, so did Truman.
Mm.
So you voted, Zip. You're all done. You've mailed your ballot in. CB, are you voting tomorrow, or are you?
I didn't mail it in. I went in and voted.
Okay, well, whatever. You voted, so you're done.
Early voting.
I would also have to go to town hall and vote.
Are you going to or no?
Well, I'm going to vote tomorrow. I'm going to go to my regular polling place tomorrow.
Okay. So, and now that I found out I get 2 hours paid time off, I'm definitely voting. So.
Yeah. Well, you didn't read my state, so I'm bummed.
No, that sucks.
But my daughter lives in Rhode Island, and works in Rhode Island, so I should tell her.
Well, you guys are in New York and Massachusetts. I mean, you know, you're totally screwed. I'm in Florida, where at least, you know, we have half a chance, but it ain't looking good.
Yeah, well, I mean, in Massachusetts, you know, my congressman, Jim McGovern, is going to win handily. Elizabeth Warren is going to be elected senator handily.
She elected Pocahontas.
Well, call it whatever you will. She's going to be a sitting U.S. senator, and Charlie Baker is going to
sitting bullshit.
Yeah, is going to be
a new Indian name. I thought you guys you're not going to elect a Republican governor.
Oh no, Charlie Baker's a Republican.
Yeah, I thought you're going to. Yeah, I thought Massachusetts had something.
Yeah, he's going to win handily.
Yeah, well, that's good. Well, he did a good job.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a normal Republican. He's like the way Republicans used to be, that you could like talk to people and people could talk to him.
Country club guy.
So the two parties aren't at war.
Well, they are now.
Well, not in Massachusetts.
I love this shit in Florida. It's you know, all the liberals from up in New York moved to Florida to retire, you know, because there's no state income tax. And then they're all going to vote for this asshole mayor from Tallahassee who wants to institute a state income tax.
These idiots.
You know, and all the minority voters that need the police to protect them because they live in high crime areas, or need charter schools because their poor kids don't have a chance in the shitty school systems. They're all going to vote against their own interests too. I talked about that last week. So, you know, anyway, I don't really care. I don't really care about Andrew Gillum. You know, I don't care what color he is. I carry these as socialist pinko. But what I'm more concerned about is who his lieutenant governor is, because that's going to be the governor, because Andrew Gillum will probably be indicted before he gets sworn in.
Well, you know what people should be kind of concerned about?
FBI's been up his ass for 2 years.
You know what people should be concerned about? And you kind of mentioned this, and you didn't mention concern, but you mentioned the idea in pre-show. One of the things in Florida that was how many ballot measures? 16?
16 freaking okay. ballot measures.
Do you know a lot of people probably don't even bother with that section and probably don't even vote the right way because they probably don't even understand the ballot measure in the first place. So that's where these guys get away with a lot of shit is through these ballot measures that they throw in there. And especially like in your state with 16, you know, what, how many of these old folks are going to sit there and read through all 16 of those ballot measures and vote, you know, vote on them.
I don't know. I did.
Well, but you're not, but I'm an asshole. Not talking old. I'm talking these 80 and 90 year olds that do still go out and vote. Are they going to spend the time in the voting booth to actually go through and vote on all 16 ballot measures and everything else?
I would think that they probably would.
Really? You do? Okay.
Yeah, first of all, I mean, we have the same thing in Massachusetts up here. It's referred to as initiative petition. And yeah, we have a few ballot – we don't have 16. We have five, I believe. Some of them are more important than others.
We have some here too.
Yeah, and but I think California's the winner. I think California has dozens and dozens of them because really? Anybody can propose pretty much anything. And California has, they're referred to as propositions there, has huge numbers of propositions on it. Whereas in Massachusetts, I mean, usually in Massachusetts, not only is there a ballot question, but there's a lot of advertising on the ballot question, some more than others, depending on how controversial it is. Like we have our question one, which is hugely controversial in this state, is to limit the number of patients a nurse can be responsible for at any one point in time.
Oh, Jesus. That's on a ballot?
Yeah. It's a ballot
that's
question.
That's not the voters' business.
Well, the idea behind the taxes. Proponents of it is
taxes
to
would have to be raised in order to.
Well, it wouldn't be taxes; it would be insurance, but same, pretty much the same thing. The idea is to not have nurses overburdened, is to make sure that hospitals and emergency rooms are properly staffed. And there's people on both sides of the question. There are nurses on both sides of the question, which I find most interesting. But that's the big question up here, and there's a few minor ones too.
But the money's got to come from somewhere to pay him if it goes through.
And oh no, I understand that, and yeah, that's one of the things, and one of the big arguments is how much is it actually going to cost to implement these? And of course, the hospital administrators and the insurance companies say it's going to take all the money owned by the United States plus three wealthiest countries out there, and the other people are, it's not going to be that much. So, with any other political question, the answer lies somewhere in between.
Our most advertised ballot amendment in Florida is number three. Number six is kind of important too, but number six, Kelsey Grammer is on commercials for, but number three.
Oh, well, it must be important.
Is voter control of gambling in Florida. Okay. Now let me just read this to give you an idea. This amendment ensures that Florida voters shall have the exclusive right to decide whether to authorize casino gambling by requiring that in order for casino gambling to be authorized under Florida law, it must be approved by Florida voters pursuant to blah, 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 blah of the Florida Constitution. It defines casino gambling and clarifies that this amendment does not conflict with federal law regarding state tribal compacts. Okay? Now, in Florida, there's a couple dozen poker rooms. All right, there's dog track stuff, there's horse tracks, you know, there's all kinds of little things. But the only people that have casino table games is the Seminole tribe, okay? They've got four casinos in the state, I think. Might be five, but I'm pretty sure it's four. They're in favor of it. Why are they in favor of it? Because it makes it a hell of a lot harder for them to get any competition. All right.
No, that's just
so
smart business
on their
part.
All these ads on TV are going, don't believe all the negative things about Initiative 3. It will not affect school funding. Well, some asshole somewhere, you know, 3-4 months ago said this could affect school funding. Well, what they were doing is they were saying, okay, well, you know, if you approve a new casino, most states make a lot of that money go to local stuff, so it helps schools. But it doesn't, you know, no, there is nobody on TV spending any money arguing against ballot initiative three. There's a ton of money in favor of ballot initiative three. And I can guarantee you a whole bunch of that ton of money in favor of ballot initiative three came from the Seminole tribe because they've got more money than God. And all these other poker rooms and everything else that would love to have other table games, they're all against it, but they don't have the money, so they can't do nothing. And number six is rights of crime victims, where it creates a constitutional right for victims, requires courts to facilitate victims' rights, authorizes them to enforce their rights. Basically, if somebody commits a crime on your family, you get a say in the parole hearings and things like that. You get to know when they're released, that kind of thing. I mean, Kelsey Grammer's father was murdered when he was 38. And 2 years later, his sister, who was 18, was brutally raped and murdered. And he found out that the guy who brutally raped and murdered his sister was let out of jail in the National Enquirer. He didn't think that was too cool.
No, so he certainly. Yeah.
But those are just two of 16. 16!
Yeah, we have three.
I think when you have 16, you're going to have a lot of people doing exactly what I think Brent said. They can vote on any of them. Screw it.
Or they'll vote on the ones that they feel are important.
The two they saw on TV.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, see, number four to me is important. Number four is restoring voting rights for felons. No.
Yeah, have you seen any advertising on it?
Nope.
So somebody proposed it.
Oh, there is radio advertising.
Okay.
I'm Joe Blow, and I'm assistant pastor at what you call a church, and yes, I was a felon. I served my time. Now I contribute to society. I'd like to be able to vote.
Okay.
Well, you know what? There is a process for you to be able to get your vote back. Okay. You go before the governor's panel after all your parole and everything's up. We're talking about that with a crazy bomber asshole.
Yep.
Because there's no way he could possibly be registered Republican because he didn't get his voting rights restored. But all that shit over the internet, oh, he's a Republican, he's a Republican. You know, it's just crap. They just made it up. Nobody knew the friggin' law. But there's a panel that can restore voting rights to people who've done their time and shown that they're going to contribute to society instead of take away from it. About 10% of the people who apply get it. Yes, that's not very many. Maybe it should be more. Maybe it should be 20 or 25%. I don't know. But I don't think willy-nilly, just because you're off parole, you should get the vote. You're a felon, you lose your rights. You know, you can't carry a gun, you can't vote in elections. You should have thought of that before you kidnapped, raped, robbed, stole, murdered, whatever you did.
Committed a felony.
Yes. Got on live PD with, you know, 3 ounces of meth and a Whipple black hooker. With
and an octopus and a can of cream corn.
Red and gold braids. Oh, man, I just love that Whipple hooker from last week. Oh, God, she was fucking. Oh, she was huge. Beautiful face. Beautiful woman. God, she weighed 320 pounds. And you knew what the hell she was doing with that old man in the car. Come on. We didn't just fall off the turnip truck. And, of course, she's the one who got in trouble because she had a can of beer. Until they found the old man's gun in between the seats.
Oh. They're sure it was his gun.
It was his gun.
Okay.
Yeah, he put away his pistol.
This is my rifle. This is my gun.
Yeah. Anyway, so what's going on?
We have our question three is, this law adds gender identity to the list of prohibited grounds for discrimination. That's one. And question two is, would create a citizens commission to consider and recommend potential amendments to the U.S. Constitution to establish that corporation. It's basically to overturn. I'm blanking on it. The ones that gave corporations the right to contribute to political campaigns and stuff. Yeah. What was that called?
I know it. I'm
powerful. Yeah, I know it too, and I can't think of it.
And I even know the guy who's the president of the company.
Yes.
Shit. Anyway,
so those are our two questions. Nothing particularly controversial except our question one about nursing patient limits.
Well, I identify as a Hispanic cisgendered male lesbian.
Good. I think you should.
But that's just me. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Nope, certainly not. And as
I curse a blue streak in Spanish, so, you know, I qualify.
Okay. Well, that's good. I know in Massachusetts, the thing that I found most fascinating, and this is getting a little off subject, if you're a gay couple,
wow.
Massachusetts state law, under Massachusetts state law, you can be covered by your partner's health insurance.
Nothing wrong with that.
If you are a heterosexual couple, you cannot.
Oh, then there is something wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have no problem with gay rights. I just...
No, I understand. Well,
yeah, you can't give gay people rights you don't give to everybody.
No, I understand.
Even the gay people I know would argue that's bullshit.
Yeah.
Speaking of gay people I know, I got a friend. I told about this bumper sticker the other day, and he said, "Oh, I got to find me one of those." I was going down to the casino to play poker, and I was behind a car on 56 headed to Route 75, and I looked at his bumper sticker, and I did a double take, and I just cracked the fuck up. I'm thinking, this is a guy, gal, whatever it is, I could be friends with. Best bumper sticker I've ever seen. It's, I mean, on this subject matter anyway. It said, "I am so gay, I can't even drive straight."
You posted that, didn't you?
Yeah. That shit was funny. Oh, man. I love people with a good sense of humor, man. You know, I don't care. You love whoever the hell you want to love. It just don't tell me because you identify as a female, you can go take a piss next to my daughter. You know, you can't. Stop it. Okay. You can identify as whatever the hell you want, but you're biologically, you got a dick. Stay out of my daughter's bathroom. That's the only objection I got to any of this crap.
You saw the one that I posted today. It's the police officer, you know, with his walkie-talkie, and he's radioing back to dispatch. Suspect is a gender-fluid assigned male at birth, wearing non-gender-specific clothing, born Caucasian, but identifies as a mountain panda.
That's a mountain panda. Okay, that's good. No, I don't care. You know, I'm very libertarian in my views. You know, do what you want. Love who you want.
Yeah,
I don't care what your race is. I don't care
do what you want. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Just leave me the fuck alone. Stay out.
Yeah. That's, you know, that's how I feel. Do whatever you want. Just leave me alone.
You know, but that's one thing that people don't understand. Don't force me to call you her. You know, when you're walking around with short shorts on and a wig, okay? Because I can see your short shorts. You ain't a her.
You know, I had that discussion with my son, and I disagree with you. And the reason that I disagree with you is that if it makes that person who wants to be called a her feel better about themselves, and it doesn't cost you anything, I'm just, you know, go ahead. You want to be
a
her?
If you're going full tranny, fine. I go to drag queen shows and stuff. I love them. Okay, I think Willem is my favorite drag queen. He's hysterical. I've interviewed him. He's a great guy. I still talk to him once in a while. I don't have any problem with any of that stuff. But what I have a problem with is these people that traipse up and down in their little short shorts with their bulge and the wig. Okay, you know, I just think you're confused. If you want to wear a dress, you know, you want to tuck it away and go full female look, I will honor that. Just don't be sticking your dick at me and telling me I got to call you a her. Those are the ones that bug me.
Okay. It doesn't bug me. And like I said, it doesn't bug me. And if it makes them feel better about themselves, I'm all for it. You could be a her. You could be a her. You could be a whatever.
I haven't been in that situation, but if I'd be creeped out.
Okay. No, I would probably be uncomfortable too, but I'd be fine. You want to be her? Be her.
Well,
it doesn't cost me anything. And if it makes you feel better, We're all about making people in the world feel better.
Well, you know what would make us feel better, of course, is what? If Mike Tyson gets his marijuana show on TV.
So, you know, his marijuana show.
Yeah, he had that show that was on HBO for about 5 years. It was, you know, about his upbringing and that kind of crap, and I never watched it. But if he does a show about weed, we're all watching it. Apparently, Conor McGregor, the notorious one, former UFC champ, he posted a picture, showed him smoking marijuana alongside Mike Tyson there at some event in Ireland over the weekend.
Did we ever establish if weed was actually legal in Ireland?
I don't know. It's Ireland, man.
Yeah, but if you're in public place smoking weed and you've got it on social media, I mean, they might come up with the cuffs and go.
He's Conor McGregor. They ain't going to fuck with him in Ireland. He's a legend.
Okay.
It is illegal for recreational purposes.
It is.
Medical purposes require, yes.
Well, he captioned the post on Instagram, some giggle off that cherry pick kush.
Okay.
Boxing legend Tyson, they resolved their differences, him and Conor, over the weekend at a meeting at the boxer's show, his Helix show in Dublin. The Dublin fighter admitted it was an honor to taste Tyson's brand of marijuana in an Instagram. He was exhaling smoke. He said a lot of respect for the American. And he thought his soon-to-be-released marijuana strain was, quote, very nice, unquote.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
Yeah, I love the Helix. That's the place he was at. I won my first world title here and also my second. It was good to meet you, Mike. You're in good spirits. So I'm happy to see it. But basically, your marijuana strain that you grow on your own ranch, K.O. Kush. See, that's a good one. K.O. Kush.
Okay.
K.O. Kush. Try my K.O. Kush. It's really nice. Conor McGregor said it was really nice.
This is going to be a great show. Somebody's got to pick this shit up.
It was an honor to taste it, and I wish you and your team all the best with this endeavor.
You know, this is a great show to market to Spike TV. This would be right up Spike TV's alley.
I want that show so damn bad.
I do, too. Yeah, you know what?
I mean, they have plenty of shows about pot out there. Have you ever seen Bon Appetit?
Oh, yeah, there's a ton of them.
They don't have Mike Tyson.
I understand that, but there's plenty of pot
shows
developed around pot.
He's not listening. I know. But Mike Tyson, if for whatever reason or anybody knows Mike Tyson, all he's got to do is get a hold of Facebook because they've got this whole new – Facebook has this whole new TV thing that they're doing with – you know, where they're actually paying people hundreds of thousands of dollars to create one-hour episodes to watch for people to watch on this new Facebook TV that they're starting. So Tyson, get a hold of Facebook. They'll put your shit up.
You off the hook and on Facebook Live.
Yeah, no thanks.
Why not?
Bad idea.
Why?
Because we have faces for radio.
The menopausal women of America love me.
Okay. Well, then you can do it live on Facebook.
Okay. Right?
We can just look at you, and then the two of us will just, you know.
Yeah, you guys just pick on me.
Yeah, we would. We would.
Yeah. Why not?
Didn't your beard have more white in it last week? You used that stuff again, didn't you? Yeah, shut up. Hey. Have you ever been trapped with somebody for so long that you just, you know, it just seemed like forever? I mean, other than
my
marriage.
My first marriage?
Oh, okay. Other than marriage.
All right, fine.
Marriage is an exception. Marriage can definitely compare to this story. But these two scientists were in Antarctica together for about a year. They were both Russians. And it's the coldest case ever. Ha, ha, ha. In the first attempted murder ever on the frozen continent of Antarctica, a Russian scientist reportedly snapped and allegedly tried to stab a colleague to death because, get this, the victim kept giving away the ending of books he was reading.
What a dick.
Sergei Savitsky had been trying to use literature to pass the lonesome months Bellinghausen Station on King George Island, but his colleague, Oleg Belaguzov, was making it impossible to enjoy his hobby. He kept telling him the endings of books before he read them. So on October 9th, the 55-year-old Savitsky finally had enough and plunged a kitchen knife into the chest of his 52-year-old tormentor. His heart was wounded. Belaguzov, a welder, was flown to the nearest hospital in Chile, where he expected to survive. They had spent, four frigid years working together at the facility. See, I think...
I think it's justifiable.
Yeah, this guy's given away the innings of books for 4 years. I think he's sentenced to time served. Right?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, you haven't been able to enjoy a book in 4 years and you're stuck in Antarctica? No women?
I remember there was a Happy Days episode about that.
Yeah.
Where Ralph Malph gave away the Cunninghams were going to go to the movies, and Ralph said, "You'll love it because XYZ happens." And they said, "Oh hell, we're not." Well, they didn't say, "Oh hell." It was the Cunninghams.
Right.
They said, "All right, well, we're going to go see another movie," and he says, "You gotta love it." In the end, Anthony Perkins is his own mother.
and they ruined it.
Yeah.
Although I knew that because I've seen it.
Yes, I understand, but being set in the late 50s, early 60s, you know.
I thought that was a little weird.
Yeah.
Speaking of being a little weird and even creepy, Facebook. Slimbo, we're going to talk about Facebook.
Okay. I was trying to send a Twitter to Mike Tyson, but we'll wait. I'll wait.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yes.
Do you know his Twitter handle thing?
I was working on it.
I think it's at Iron Mike Tyson.
I'm going to try to get him hooked up on Facebook.
Twitter. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you can find him on the Tweety Bird. But anyway, Facebook.
Okay, Facebook.
Social network could use this new feature to match you up with people. On the train, at your office, or a nightclub, even after you're left. What they're doing is they have a creepy system that suggests new friends based on who you have stood near.
This is not implemented. They just have the patent. Let's not scare people yet.
Let's scare people. You're no
fun.
They've
applied for the patent.
The feature works by using existing technology inside your smartphone. It includes common features like Bluetooth and near-field communications tech that powers contactless Apple Pay and Android Pay payments. It can measure your signal strength, allowing Facebook to pinpoint exactly how close you are to another person.
Jesus.
Okay. The application reads, under conventional approaches, a first user desires to connect with a second user, usually knows the second user's name, contact information, or at least has some level of mutual connection with the second user. Facebook says that if a user forgets to obtain another person's contact info, then it can be challenging or inefficient to find that person on the app later.
Absolutely. But
during their meeting, the first and second user forget to obtain each other's full names and contact information. So basically, Facebook's going to do it for you. You guys had your phones and your Facebooks open near each other. We know it. We are tracking your asses. So therefore, we're going to put everybody you've been near on Facebook on the train in your suggested friends list.
Jesus.
Including the creepy dude who kept bumping up against the back of that woman.
Here's the problem with this.
I could see a myriad of problems with this.
Yeah, Facebook used to give you shit when you tried to friend too many people? Don't really know that.
That's correct. If you really go outside of your boundaries and add somebody that you really have no mutual friends with, just totally not in line with anything that you like, you will get a little message that says, "Are you sure you really know this person?" And if you hit yes to too many of those, Facebook will actually block your profile from sending out friend requests.
Well, we started the Farmville Ranch show. I got shut down from friends like three times.
We had that exact same issue then because Facebook's whole principle was you were only supposed to friend people that you knew. You weren't supposed to go friend complete strangers. This policy
is the same way you do it now.
Is very loosely, you actually have to hit in order to get blocked in this situation, you have to go and friend numerous people. There's it's like 20 or 25, at least that's what it was back in the Farmville days, and have those requests pending for more than like 30 days. And then you would get blocked because they assumed you were just mass unfriending.
Yeah, I remember I had to unfriend request like 10 people to add 5 more.
Well, but that was
stupid.
Well, that was because you reached the friend threshold.
No, I never hit the 5,000.
Oh, okay. Well,
I got like 4,800 at the peak of Farmville Rant.
I find it bizarre. I mean, I see what they're trying to do. They're going to say, okay, because you were on the train, you may have had an encounter or a meeting with this person, and you do in the future want to have contact again. So they could be a connection. But on that train, there isn't...
Yeah, can you imagine being the woman who was sitting next to the guy who was man-spreading and you're all pissed off about it?
And you dump bleach on him.
And then you go home and you open your Facebook and Facebook suggesting, why don't you be friends with him?
Well, that's his crush. I don't think so.
And that is what is going to happen.
Yeah, but he's going to get her. He's going to get her too.
Yeah, well, correct. And that's
obviously going to send a friend request because that's what everybody does. Most people don't screen their friend requests. I guess I can't say that. A lot of people are now.
All these companies have too much data. And I know you've argued it makes your life more convenient and that kind of stuff.
It does.
Good arguments.
It does make your life more convenient.
And I am not as paranoid as I used to be because basically I figure I'm fucked already.
And you have the choice not to give all this data to these companies. Everybody does. But we all see that ad that draws us in.
Facebook's reputation for privacy is not real good now.
Well, no, it's not. But Twitter's isn't either. None of them are. None of their there is no privacy on a network that they own that you don't read the fine print of. I mean, it's all in their terms of service. And just like this will get buried in their terms of service that they have the right to collect people that are standing within 15 feet of you if you both have the Facebook app open. And there's nothing we can do about it other than don't use Facebook. But now they've made that even harder. You now have to wait 30 days to delete your Facebook account.
Really?
You can't do one of those. You
30 days after I'm dead, we can I can finally come back and delete it.
You can delete. You have to wait 30 days now.
Actually, I have mine set up so that you guys can do it for me.
You are my legacy contact. Yes. So.
You are my sunshine.
you two can race each other to delete my shit.
But again,
no, we're going to read it.
We're
going to pretend we're you. You're gonna be in a lot of trouble after you're dead.
I don't get the booby pictures and stuff anymore, man. It's just not going.
We'll just anyway.
The days of Farmville are over.
They are. But this whole Facebook thing, these things are going to get creepier and creepier, and everything's going to get more intelligent. I mean, we've seen it. You guys have proved it yourself. You type something into Google, you get ads for the next 4 days from whatever you've typed into Google. All of this stuff is evolving, getting smarter, and it's only going to continue to get smarter. I mean, at some point, you're going to be able to just open the lid of your computer, and everything you need to know is just automatically going to populate on your computer because it knows what you're going to. I mean, you could do that now sophisticatedly, but it's going to eventually just be there, and you just open your lid, and it's already figured out what you're going to want to know and just pop it all up on the screen. And again, this comes back to, like I said earlier, convenience. We love convenience, but some people don't. You got to make the call. You either live the wired world or the unwired world. Pick your poison.
Okay. Well, I got poison too. I was talking to somebody the other day about college. I have a college degree, and they basically assume because they had a college degree that I was automatically going to assume they're smart. This person actually was very bright, but I've interviewed people with master's degrees for jobs, and I wouldn't freaking hire them because they have no real-world experience. They don't understand how the world works, how people work. They're very book smart. You know, they've got theories out the ass, you know, but I don't want theories out the ass. You know, in the businesses that I ran, you had to lead people. You had to come up with ways to make money, and evil capitalism doesn't always compute with people with master's degrees who spend way too long in school. But the thing I really worry about college students is new online survey. Jonathan Turley, I like him. Jonathan Turley, one of the most honest liberals in the world. Him and Alan Dershowitz, I think they're the only two left. He says 1 in 3 college students believe violence is justified to stop hate speech. Violence is justified to stop hate speech. Well, the only hate speech I see is them going around tearing down abortion signs or Ted Cruz sign, you know, or, oh, I did you guys see the Black Panther guys in Georgia? They're for that
nope.
that black commie woman who's running for governor. They're standing there in their little berets and their little cute Black Panther outfits, and they all have ARs or AKs in their hands. Okay. They don't quite get the fact that she is so vehemently anti-gun. First thing she's going to do is make it next to impossible for you to get one of those kind of guns in Georgia. And they're all standing there holding one. Yeah, vote for her. Vote for her. We're intimidating you. Yeah, you vote for the person who's going to take those away from you, bitches. You know, if you guys don't have records and shit, you're absolutely entitled to have one. You know, but standing around intimidating people at the voting booth with them, that's supposed to be a crime. Well, 1/3 of college students think that hate speech, which is basically anything they disagree with, you can stop it with violence. Antifa, that's a good example of it. I just, you know, I've got a new t-shirt. I posted on Facebook. I got a shitload of likes. Thank you, everybody. It says free speech is more important than your feelings. You know, if you really believe in this country, you got to understand that the assholes are allowed to talk too. That's part of it. Okay. But they say, well, it's just hate speech I'm against. I'm in favor of free speech. I just don't like hate speech. Well, my answer to you is I believe in physics, just not gravity.
There you go.
Yeah. You can't do it, man. You just can't freaking do it. Okay. Gravity's real. Free speech is real. It's either one or the other. Okay. And if you don't really believe in free speech, stop saying you do and just admit that you're a socialist, fascist, Nazi bitch, which is what you accuse all your opponents of being. Because the only people try to shut down speech were the fascists. Mussolini tried to shut down free speech. Hitler shut down free speech. And what are these people run around doing? They call everybody who supports Trump or anybody conservative, you're a bunch of Nazis. You're Nazis. You're all Nazis. These assholes don't even know what a Nazi is. It just kills me, man. So what are they? Why even bother going to college if this is all you're going to learn? You come out, oh, I've got $60,000 in debt, and I've got a degree in liberal arts. Why am I not making $150,000 a year to start? Look in the mirror. You know, I mean, come on, seriously, you guys work for a living.
Okay.
Well, tomorrow I'm taking 2 hours of paid time.
I don't. But you work for a living. You know, it ain't easy. You got to get off your ass. You got to do your job. You got to do it well. You got to give the others hell. Oh no, that's a song. Idol's coming up again. I'm starting to get music running through my friggin' head. It's all your fault, Slimbo.
It is coming up. I'm gonna have to start paying attention to that.
But you know, CB, you work hard, and you got to use your brain.
Well, I work. Okay.
And you got to use your brain to do it.
Yep. Okay. That is correct.
Yeah. And you can't hate anybody to get your job done, right?
No, not really. Yeah. We have all this stuff about how wonderful we are to work together and how as colleagues. We're not employees, by the way. I'm a colleague.
You're
I'm
colleagues. Not, yeah. Well, I'm not an employee. You know, all that touchy-feely shit.
Oh,
you know,
God. We have so much of that touchy-feely shit.
I can live with a little bit of it.
Thank God I work out of my house. And
but people ask me, how did you become successful? Well, when I started out, I worked 100 freaking hours a week. And then once I became successful, I still work 65 hours a week. That's how you're successful. Okay. You're not successful because somebody just hands you shit. You know, every time there was a big problem, they'd bring it to me. Why? Because I could dig in and solve big problems. If you can solve big problems, guess what? Then they pay you the big bucks. You know, remember, you guys seen that TV commercial where that girl's interviewing? And she's like, the guy says, well, do you know how to use, Word? No. Excel? No. But I'm really good on social media. He goes, well, if you came to work here, you know, I expect, you know, you'd be on time. Sure, I can be in about 10:30. What? No, you start here at 8. Oh, that's too early for me. I have to get up. I have to do my yoga. Then I have to get my chai latte. And then I'll walk. And by about 10 o'clock, I'll be awake. And 10:30, I can start. You know, that's not how the world works, you know, that's why they like... That's why they want socialism. They just want everybody to give them everything so they can do what they want 100% of the time. No, the weekends is so you can do what you want. The other 5 days of work week, work your ass off. Keep your nose clean. Do what the hell your bosses want you to do. Make sure they notice it when you do a good job, and you'll get ahead. That's how America works. Right now, the unemployment rate is so friggin' low. If you don't have a job now, you ain't nothing but a lazy ass. There is nobody who can't get a freaking job right now. Might not be your ideal job, might not be the perfect job, but it ain't flipping freaking burgers like it was under Obama, 29 hours a week, so you couldn't get health insurance, and then you had to get a second 29-hour a week job. No, wage growth was, what, 3.1% last month? We haven't had
something like that.
We haven't had real wage growth in 25 years. We haven't had real wage growth since Newty and Clinton got together on shit. That's how long it's been. We didn't have it under the second half of Clinton. We didn't have it under Bush. We sure as hell didn't have it under Obama. Now we've got real wage growth. Say that.
It's easy for you to say.
It's hard for me to say.
Whose birthday is it?
I don't know.
Mike Tyson. Hi, I'm Iron Mike. I'm 52. And I've got knockout kush. Buy my knockout kush. Just don't have no sex in Indianapolis. Sex in Indianapolis will put you in the hoof cow.
I'm sorry.
And I'm I tweet and you're picking on the poor guy. He's never going to fucking...
I'm not picking on him. I love Tyson. Jesus Christ. You know...
I'm not thrilled with the face tattoo.
I'm not happy of the. I'm not happy. He slapped Robin Givens a few times and stuff, but you know, I still have a little skepticism over the conviction. You know, that sounded a little more like
it was too big, so it was rape.
But he might have been overly aggressive. I don't know, but it just seems to me Mike Tyson didn't really have a big problem getting nookie. You know what I'm saying? Every time Mike Tyson walked out somewhere, there was 10 women wanting to go to bed with him. So, I don't know. Maybe he was bad. Maybe he deserved it. I don't know. There's a lot of people said he shouldn't have got convicted. Who knows? Who knows? Oh, speaking of people who shouldn't have got convicted, got one for you.
Okay.
You guys will love this. Little throwback to Kavanaugh for anybody who hasn't decided who to vote for tomorrow. Shannon Bream did a tweet on November 2nd. I got to just read it to you. It's quick. Breaking, this is quite a read. Woman who claimed Justice Kavanaugh raped her now admits she's never even met him. She's been referred to the Department of Justice and FBI for investigation and could soon be in serious legal trouble.
Okay, and now
this isn't the creepy porn lawyer woman.
No, but she admitted that she did this to cause problems for Kavanaugh.
Yes. You know, she's a Democrat. This is what they do. This is why you should never elect them. Okay. Yes, there's a lot of Republican assholes too. That's why I'm not a member of either party. But the best part of this whole story is a real Twitter account. And she has since deleted it because apparently she's gotten so much crap in the last 3 days. A guy I know on Twitter researched it. He thought maybe it was a parody account or something because it couldn't possibly be that stupid. No, it was a real account. Tatiana McGrath, okay? She responds to Shannon Bream about the woman claimed Justice Kavanaugh raped her and admits they never met. Her response is, this is bullshit. Just because they never met, that does not mean Kavanaugh didn't rape her. Hashtag believe women.
Yeah,
stunned silence is called for here.
Yeah, I don't understand how someone could type that. Well, I suppose, you know, whenever anything bizarre happens in the United States and my sweetheart tells me that, did you see this? And I say, there's 330 million people in the United States. I'm sure one of them could do, you know, X, whatever X happened to be. And so, yeah, I'm sure out of 330 million people, one person could put this out as a tweet and say, yep, this is what I believe.
One person could possibly be that stupid.
Yep, it's possible.
Well, I don't know. I just had to mention that because it was just
it's outside the norm. I will give you that.
Half of Twitter's outside the norm.
That's true. And the other half should be.
Yeah, Twitter is a little bit insane, especially since it's obvious. Google, Twitter, Facebook, they all do the same thing. If it's a conservative post, it ain't going nowhere. It's going to get the little privacy things put over your post. The share button's suddenly going to be missing, you know.
Well,
we don't manipulate things. Oh, bullshit, you don't.
Well, but it's not even it, you know what the biggest thing is that
I'm not
doing
real
it?
Political on Facebook, not compared to a lot of my friends. I'm not very political.
Oh, Jesus.
But I've got a ton of friends who have, like, share buttons just never show up.
Well, and not only that, but they're just not letting the content even show in your news feed. They're just putting it, the algorithm is just making it so no one sees it. And you'd already know that nobody sees your stuff in the first place. So with the algorithm change on keywords, definitely nobody sees your stuff.
Dallas still sucks.
Is Jason Garrett going to finally get fired?
Oh, he should, but, you know, Dallas Cowboys wear their blue uniforms at home tonight. Now, are their blue uniforms cool? Yes. Is a record in wearing blue uniforms absolutely horrendous? Absolutely. So why
do you really think
purpose?
It has anything to do with the uniform? And maybe it might have more to do with the people
the
in
Washington
it?
Redskins like to wear their white uniforms at home just to make Dallas wear their blue ones. Okay, it's like you know, they just screw with them. It's like Liverpool. Okay, Liverpool likes to go left to right in the second half towards what they call the cop end of their stadium. It's just a thing they like to do. The local people, the cheaper seats are in the cop end. They're noisier. Fans go wild, and usually there's more goals in the second half of a soccer game. So they like to go left to right in the second half. There are teams, when they win the toss, they don't take the ball. They take going the other way so that Liverpool has to go towards the cop end in the first half. Just to screw with them. It's gamesmanship.
You know, okay. No, I understand that.
Dallas' record in the blue uniforms is horrendous.
If you let the color of your shirt affect the way that you play, you got bigger problems.
Hey, I was a baseball player, okay? I'm superstitious about
it. All baseball players are superstitious. They're such pains in the asses.
Babies.
I'm still like that.
Yeah, babies.
I sit around and figure out what combination of clothes was I wearing when I won the last poker tournament.
Yeah, that has everything to do with the...
I should wear those again.
And
then I don't win, and I'm going...
Let me ask you a stupid question. How many other people sit at the poker table when you're playing?
At a table?
Yeah.
Well, there's either 9 or 10.
Okay. So you've got 8 or 9 other people that are doing the same thing every morning before they go.
There's 5 or 6 or 7 other tables, too.
No, I'm just talking about your table. Your table, you got 8 or 9 people that have gone through the exact same thing. They hold their coffee cup in their left hand. They only take right-hand turns when they're driving there. Whatever it is, they all do the exact same stupid thing.
Yep.
Really?
And
what makes your stupid thing any more valuable or important than their stupid thing when it comes to the cards? What order the cards come out in?
Because I win more than they do, most of them.
Oh, okay. So you think – yeah. Okay.
So my stuff works better than theirs.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. All right.
We got time for one more.
Yeah, quick.
Then we got a song
criminal of the week.
Yep.
Indiana man gives Florida criminals a second week off from being the off-hook radio criminal of the week.
That's
but
nice.
This guy cracks me up. 62-year-old man, Evansville, Indiana, Kenneth Dwayne Woods, came into the police records department and disclosed that he bought a bunch of crack cocaine over a period of time on credit. From a female dealer and her boyfriend.
Never buy drugs on credit.
He told them he had not paid them $400 he owed for the crack. In light of his unpaid narcotics bill, he said the dealers are now threatening to run him out of town, vandalize his car, and shoot him. Additionally, he owes interest, and he now needs to pay them $500. So to get out of his debt for his crack cocaine, he turned him in.
Did it work?
They are investigating.
Oh, so we don't know if it worked.
Not yet. But I mean, come on. There's no honor among crack users anymore. It's just
I don't think there ever was.
The world's going to shit. If you can't trust a crack user, who can you trust? Oh yeah, that's right. Never mind. I watched Live PD. I know.
Yeah.
Well, Live PD was good this week too, man.
I'm sure it was.
You had a couple of dragons and some boobs. Best television show ever. So we got a political song tonight. Is that what you're saying?
Well, political satire.
That's fine. Whatever it is.
You know,
tomorrow's voting day.
It's election.
No, actually, this song is by one of our favorite idol people, Amelia Eisenhower.
Yes.
And the Peruvian Farm Girls off of her. Well, technically, it is her debut full album. Amelia Eisenhower and the Peruvian Farm Girls. It's called Fortune Cookie. It's available on iTunes. It's excellent. And this particular song features Bobby Rush, the blues man, who won his first Grammy last year at age 80. This song kicks ass, whether it's political or not.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So. But it's definitely pro USA.
Yeah. So what
are you
with that?
An American or a Democrat? Play the music.
I'm American. Say hi to LJ.
Hi, LJ. Good night. He lost into the tooth.
Ashamed of being afraid of something
dangerous. America, you best examine your country and see if it affects you or me.
There's a big black dog walking out the back door. Shot him like a hitman. Running through the street like he just don't care.
You don't have to go home,
but you can't stay here. Hey, eye for an eye. Gonna give me a piece of American pie.
Gonna walk with the devil, sleep when I die.
Gonna give me a piece of it. Gonna give me a piece of it.
Vladimir the Hunt, get my feel. Don't get what I want, I will steal. Vladimir the Hunt, I get my feel. If I don't get what I want, you know I'll steal.
Mama gone running, let the baby on her hip bone. Daddy's in the jail. But they never catch me singing.
Hey, hey, before I die,
gonna give me a piece of American pie.
Lay all the boys and let the sleeping dogs lie.
Gonna give me a piece of it. Gonna give me a piece of it.
Let a nigga
put your hands up and all smack on Sunday.
Gonna get my piece.
If I don't change my ways,
if I don't get what I want, y'all. Kill.
You and me,
hey, before I die,
gonna give me a piece of American pie.
Wait, look, please, carry it, I need a ride.
Gonna give me a piece of American pie,
hey, before I die,
gonna give me a piece of American pie.
Of
American pie.
All right, good stuff right there. We got 30 seconds to kill, so Amelia Eisenhower, pick it up. Spotify, iTunes, the whole album. You agree. You've got it. Take yourself off mute for a second. Don't make me close the last 20 by myself.
She's up
I'm
at
here.
Berklee School of Music in Boston right now, getting even better at what she does.
Yeah,
oh, she's going to school there now?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, that's where the talented kids go.
That is right.
No, I know. I know a couple of kids that applied there.
Are we going to use her song to open Idol again this year?
Absolutely. So
yeah, it was so good. I don't see why we need to have another one.
Nah, I changed it. All right. Have a good night, everyone. Thank you.